Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with Iowa House Representative out of District 28, David Young. And David, thank you so much, as always, for taking the time to speak with me today.
Oh, it's great to talk to you and to talk to the folks on Raccoon Valley Radio.
Absolutely, as well. We'll cover some things that have been going on with the Iowa legislature, and we'll start off here with the Iowa Senate. They recently voted unanimously to pass House File 181 that would forbid open containers of THC-infused beverages. So talk about where you stand here on this issue.
Well, I was glad to see that that had passed the Senate, and we recently just took it up in the Iowa House, and we passed that 86 yeas to one nay. I voted for the bill, and what it does, it really puts those drinks with THC in them in line with drinks with alcohol when you're driving and open container laws. So it prohibits driving with open containers of THC drink, brings them in line with alcohol drinks on the road. And like alcohol, these THC drinks can impair your judgment a little bit and responsiveness to situations. So it's a really a safety issue for the driver and for others who are out there on the road. And so for the sake of safety, and these products are still legal, I just want to keep them off the road.
Awesome. Well, thank you for talking about that. And now let's go to House File 472 that was unanimously passed in the legislation to offer legal protections against lawsuits filed to limit freedom of speech and press. So can you explain what all this entails?
Well, this is one of those issues that, you know, probably nobody had ever thought about or nobody campaigned on, certainly. And I think there are a few situations regarding the First Amendment freedom of speech cases. And we decided that because freedom of speech is in the First Amendment of the Constitution, in our Bill of Rights, freedom of speech and press, that we thought it was important that people's constitutional rights be kind of expedited in this sense and should be a priority for relief and consideration in the courts. And so we figured if the founders and framers thought it was important enough to put in the First Amendment of our Constitution, we should make sure that it's a priority for the people of Iowa. Should they have a court case regarding the First Amendment, it should be priority and it should be expedited throughout the courts.
Again, we are speaking here with Iowa House Representative out of District 28, David Young, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And now, David, as we continue here, Governor Kim Reynolds, Senate File 504 related to unemployment insurance taxes on employers is moving through the legislature. So talk about, are you in favor of this bill?
Well, I think it's a bill that we need to look at carefully in two senses. One, it has to do with our unemployment trust fund. And our unemployment trust fund, it is full. We have about $2 billion in our unemployment trust fund, which is the ninth highest in the country. And that's, and think about that, ninth highest in the country in our trust fund, while we're 32nd in population. And we're second highest with our trust fund in our surrounding states. And so businesses, they have a tax on wages at $38,000, and this would cut that in half to a tax on wages at $19,000. But I want to make sure that folks know that this does not affect anyone's pension or anyone's benefits that they have with their employers. The idea is here to take the savings that we would have with the trust fund, and the bill would make sure that employers, use these savings to pay for new employee salaries and benefits and further employment benefits. Should there be any kind of seasonal layoffs, there would always be the benefits there in the unemployment, but even the further cutting of the taxes that corporations and small businesses have to put into the trust fund, they would use those for their employees as well. And doing that, I think, helps our employers and employees because it allows them to reinvest into their employees. And I think that's always a good thing, to reward employers and employees in that sense. And so I think it's good for the economy. It's good for workers. It protects those from being unemployed as well by giving them some extra salary. And as well, we'll watch the numbers. We'll watch our unemployment rate. We'll watch the trust fund. And if it gets down to a certain level or hits a certain metric, there could be some triggers in there to continue then to refund and refuel that unemployment trust fund. And so to make sure that we're always whole. But right now, we have a lot of money in there. And a lot of us think on both sides of the aisle that we could reduce the tax on employers and put that money back into our economy to help our employees.
Well, thank you for sharing your stance on that. Really appreciate it. And then Of course, like we kind of end every interview, just want to always ask, what kind of other bills are you working on within the Iowa House?
A few days ago in the Ways and Means Committee, which is the tax writing committee, I took up a bill with a friend of mine, Representative Josh Turek, who's a Democrat from Council Bluffs, and he has a great bill, and I managed that bill through the committee. Sales tax away from the current installation of adaptive driving equipment. Now, people may wonder, what is adaptive driving equipment? Mm-hmm. Adaptive driving equipment, ADE, they call them, they're the products that are used for those with disabilities to modify vehicle systems to fit their needs so they can drive. And so these systems, you know, platform wheelchair lifts, under vehicle lifts, lowered floors, raised doors, digital power systems, manual gas and brake pedals. We may see these things every once in a while, but they really help those with disabilities get to work and get to the places they need to get to, but they're not cheap. For example, a wheelchair lift for vehicles can cost anywhere from just $1,000 to $15,000. So think about this. Getting rid of the sales tax on a $10,000 wheelchair lift, that's a savings of $700. And that can go a long way for somebody to use for another purpose when, you know, things are expensive out there. And so this would take the tax off that. And there are have reduced or have gotten rid of their sales tax for these kind of, you know, adaptable equipments for those with disabilities who want to drive. And so I think we should be the 33rd state because we have 91,000 Iowans with disabilities who are employed. And this can help them and even get further folks with disabilities out on the road and employed and being a part of our communities every day like they should be. So happy that this bill passed unanimously in the committee and looking forward to get this bipartisan piece of legislation to the floor of the House.
Absolutely. Again, we've been speaking here with Iowa House Representative out of District 28, David Young. And David, really appreciate you sharing your opinion on all of those issues. It's always a joy talking to you, and we'll catch up again in a few weeks.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity because it's important that people know what's going on in their legislature. They may not always agree with what's happening there. Sometimes they do, and that's great. But it's important that we know what folks are talking about and that we two-way communication where people can understand what's going on and why I may or may not support an issue and what my views are on it. And so that's the great part of what we do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, it's always informative for you to share. So thank you again. And that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.